Welcome to Talks from the Bible. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:1-4. We have in the Bible a divine revelation from God. God has spoken to humanity in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament was given to the people of Israel, who had been delivered by the mighty power of God from the bondage of Egypt. I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 5:6. Moses had called the nation together to speak unto them the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. Deuteronomy 5:1. God would continue to speak unto this nation of Israel through the various prophets that he would send. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious, like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth, and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Ezekiel 2:7-10. God used the prophets as messengers to his people to reveal his will unto them. God spoke his revelation unto the people, speaking unto them a reminder of God's love for them, and the blessings, as well as the curses, that they would bring upon themselves as they walked either in obedience or disobedience. Through the voice of the prophets, God would call them to repentance as they were reminded of the grand promises that God made unto them. The voice of the prophets would foretell the coming of the Messiah and the fulfillment of the promise made to Abraham. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that in all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Luke 24:44. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.